Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Today from the Gospel we are learning to be prepared, for at the hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. The early church looked forward to Christ's coming with great anticipation. However, by the time this gospel was written, Christians were beginning to understand that Christ's coming was being delayed beyond their expectation. Today, looking back on 2,000 years of Christian history, we find it difficult to expect that Christ will come during our lifetime. However, the second coming is an important subject for preaching because people need to know the world is not moving aimlessly through time, but that God has a plan that concludes with judgment and redemption. Readiness is a matter of life and death in many circumstances. Firefighters, emergency medical technicians, soldiers, and physicians need to be ready, the right tools at hand when the time for action arises. Every minute counts in a crisis. The firefighter who is delayed 5 minutes might find that the fire has spread out of control. The physician who is delayed 5 minutes might find that the patient has died. People in crisis-oriented professions train regularly so that they can respond effectively when the crisis comes. Being prepared for Christ's coming has the same life and death urgency. Jesus is talking about the Master coming in the middle of the night after people have gone to bed, an unexpected hour when drowsy people will find further preparation impossible. Jesus promises that those who are ready will be blessed. The question then is, how can we prepare for the Lord's coming? We can prepare not by being always awake, but by being always faithful. Jesus is coming back to earth. It's not a spiritual coming because his ascension wasn't a spiritual going either. It was real, incarnational, physical, literal ascending. And that's exactly how he will come, and he will come. That is a fact, an expected return, but at an unexpected time. And it's very clear on what's going to happen when Jesus comes. Scripture is very clear on this. Christ gathers the redeemed church to himself, glorifies them in their heavenly home, and rewards them. The universe as we know it will be altered, and there will be horrific destruction and death. At the end of that time, the Lord will come, destroy the ungodly of the world, establish his kingdom, take the believers into the glorious kingdom. Well, the implication of that parable is that there is some danger here. The danger is not being ready. Every sinner in the world has spiritual opportunity. You have the knowledge of God built into you, and you have the law of God written in your heart. And if you follow that path, you follow it to the light of Christ. But if you don't follow it, you're accountable to God. You're without excuse. Every one of us have been given the blessing of common grace, and to one degree or another, an opportunity to follow the path of truth to the knowledge of God. The book of Ecclesiastes ends with this statement: God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it's good or evil. God holds every person accountable for everything. And that's the story Jesus is telling them. We're waiting for a signless event. They still won't know the day or the hour, even though they will see the general signs. What does it mean to be ready? It means you've rejected false teaching and false teachers. You've turned to fearing God instead of fearing men. You've confessed Christ. You've put your life in the trustful care of the Holy Spirit. You're turned away from materialism and the love of money and the love of the world. And you've pursued the King and his kingdom of salvation. And you now understand that you must do that with urgency, because he may come at any moment. You've been given resources. You've been given knowledge. You've been given the law in your heart. You've been given an understanding mind that reasons. You've been given talents and capabilities and gifts. You can see the creation around you and the handiwork of God. You've been given opportunities. You have been given spiritual experiences. You've been exposed to the truth and the gospel. The question is, what have you done with it? The great scripture scholar Willem Barclay tells a great story, and I'll close with this. It's a sort of fable of three apprentice devils who are coming to earth to finish their apprenticeship. And they were talking to Satan, the prince of all devils. And they said, "You know, we want to go down and ruin people." And Satan said, "Well, what's your plan?" The first devil said, "I'm going to tell them there is no God." Satan says, "That will not delude many, because they know there is a God." And the second devil said, "Well, I'm going to tell people there's no hell." Satan said, "You'll deceive few that way. They know there's a punishment for sin." And the third one said, "I'll tell people there's no hurry." "Go," said Satan, "you have found success." There is a hurry. He's coming, and we don't know when. May God bless you and me, that we'll always be ready. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a wonderful Sunday and a beautiful grace-filled week ahead.